Brody. Hey, it's Larry White.
Larry, how you doing? It is great to hear your voice.
We're all excited about seeing you coming up this weekend at Nashville Hitmakers.
We are very excited, too. We've been hearing about this event from Eve and Stevens for a couple of years and how beautiful it is and how cool the people are and how much fun it is and what a great cause it is, too. I mean, he's told us about some of the lakes that are really, you know, had some trouble and weren't that clean. You couldn't swim in them, and that they've totally transformed that lake and turned it into this beautiful, pristine, clean, gorgeous, natural feature out there, which I love that.
I'll tell you what, too, I know that the boat dealers there set you guys up with, like, a pontoon boat so you can go out there on the lake itself. Yeah, it really has been a wonderful thing. The Watershed Project has been able to purchase a new device that scrapes the bottom of the lake and helps keep it clean. And of course, the state jumped in here recently, buying them a new $1 million dredge. So it really is a it really has been quite interesting to see how that goes, because as you correctly note, we do have some lakes here in Ohio that have been dealing with serious problems due to toxic algae blooms and that sort of thing, but not Indian Lake. So that's one of the
awesome. And there are lakes, damaged, hurting lakes all over America, but to me the awesome story is that they don't have to stay damaged. We can actually, you know, people can come together and make it beautiful and clean and gorgeous and enjoyable again. That is, you know, I love to hear that.
And so far, the weather is looking really nice for this weekend too. Temperatures not too hot. It'll be probably like in the low 80s when you're up here.
So. Oh, perfect. Well, we can't wait. We're looking forward to playing some great music and being with a bunch of great friends. I've got some friends from my hometown in Florida who are going to try to make it out and who live in the area now. And yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's talk a little bit about what you've been up to lately. I know you got a new, I guess you call it an EP these days, extended play disc. So, tell me what you've been doing here.
Well, you know, I'm married to a songwriter, Chuck Cannon. He and I are both singer-songwriter artists. We've our entire lives, this is all we've done is make music together, and we also have three kids. So the last several years, I have not been on the road much. I've been homeschooling these three kids who are now almost grown. They're teenagers, and I've been mostly, we have a beautiful studio here in Nashville, so I've mostly been producing records on other artists like Toby Keith and Sean Mullins and making music and writing songs, but I haven't been out on the road very much, and it's just been like a big part of my heart that's been on the back burner for too long. And so it's like the kids started to get towards flying out of the nest, and my artist heart just started saying, man, it's time to put some new music out there. So I reconnected with my fans on Kickstarter, and they all came to the party, and we made this fantastic, it's actually a double EP. It's called Old Friends, New Loves, and it's two EP projects in the same package. And the Old Friends project is me bringing in old friends like Susie Boggess and Leroy Parnell and Delbert McClinton, and they are singing on these new versions of some of my hits from the 90s, like That's My Baby and Lead Me Not. And so one part of the project is those hits, kind of new singer-songwriter versions of those hits. And then the other project, the other EP, is called New Loves, and it's this collection of songs that I've written over the last, you know, 6, 7, 8 years that have never been recorded or released before. And so it's just like all this this pent-up music that's been waiting to be released for a while, and I'm really grateful to my fantastic fans out there for helping me make this record, and I've been back out on the road playing it for people.
And I'll tell you what, you want to talk about some really, you know, top-notch backup help on that. I mean, Leroy Parnell, Susie Baugus, these folks are fantastic at what they do.
Oh, they are, and they're also dear friends. You know, we've all been based in Nashville for a long time, and shared the stage together many times, and they were wonderful to come out to my studio here in the Holler in Nashville and play and sing on this project, and we had so much fun. You can see clips and footage from like behind the scenes in the studio on my website and on my Kickstarter page. It was really a joy to make. To make this project, and it's even more of a joy to be back out playing it live, because that to me is the best part of being a music artist, is getting out with an audience and singing and sharing that experience live.
Almost kind of sort of in a sense doing what Garth Brooks is now, you know, doing now that his kids are grown again.
Yes, it's funny how, you know, for a lot of us in country music, our families, our kids, just kind of take the priority. They become the priority in those critical years while they're growing up. And I feel really lucky that I got to have so much time with them and got to homeschool them. And we're really close. And they're, you know, knock wood, they're all healthy,
sure.
relatively sane kids. I'm seeing the light at the end of the parenting tunnel and getting back to making music as an artist again, which feels really great.
Now, obviously, you know, you've been doing a lot of songwriting here for quite a number of years. And the one thing that, in fact, I've talked to a couple of the people that are going to be at the show here this week. And the one thing that they find unique, and I'm sure you probably do too, is when you go out in one of these songwriter in the round situations, the public, you know, has this idea that, you know, well, if Toby Keith recorded the song, obviously Toby Keith wrote it, and then you find out, well, that isn't the case. You get a different perspective in these shows for the actual songwriting and music production process by coming to one of these shows.
And I love that. I love to watch fans get turned on to the fact that the original songwriter, not necessarily the person, like you said, who made it famous and had the hit on it on the radio, but the person who actually wrote that song. So many fans come away from hearing the original songwriter perform that song going, oh my gosh, that's my favorite. That's my new favorite version of that song. There's nothing quite as magical as hearing a song's originator, like the original writer of that big hit song that you know and love. When you hear the original songwriter perform it, it's a really magical insight into kind of the heart of that song, because it came from that songwriter's personal life and personal experience. It's a beautiful way to experience songs.
And the really good thing about this show that you're going to be doing here Saturday night, Laurie, is that the high school auditorium at Indian Lake, which is, of course, where Even graduated high school many, many years ago, is a very intimate setting. It's almost like, I mean, it's an auditorium, but it's about the size of maybe a small nightclub. So you really have that intimate feel. And on top of that, the sound is top notch. And when you get that kind of talent in there, you know, you get, you know, people like Spady and Mike Loudermilk, who, you know, every time I see him, I'm like, you know, as a guitar player myself, my jaw drops every time he picks up a guitar.
Yeah.
That is really incredible talent that you're not way back in the back of the hall for. Those folks are right up there in your immediate vicinity. So it's really a great show.
And it's my favorite way to play, because you almost feel like you get to know everybody in the audience, like they've all been playing in your living room, or you've been sitting around at your house together. I much prefer those kind of shows to the big arena, you know, people in the nosebleed section, although those are fun too in their own way, but there's nothing like this this kind of intimate experience. It will be a blast,
and I know everybody is looking forward to it. And let me ask you, of the new songs on this EP, do you have a particular favorite or favorites?
That's a tough one. That's a tough one, Rowdy. It's like picking one of your favorite children. Not easy to do that. But you know what? There is one that I really love that I wrote with a fantastic guitar player who's here in Nashville, Tom Bukovac. Tom has played on, goodness, half of the hits that you've played on the radio over the last 10 years. Tom is playing the lead guitar on for Keith Urban and so many great great records. But Tom and I wrote a song called Moonshine. I think it's one of my favorites. It's this real like Appalachian rock influenced story where it kind of operates on two levels. You can't tell if they're sneaking out to get some bootleg liquor or if they're sneaking out for something else. It's kind of hard to tell.
Oh, mercy. Well, but those are the kinds of songs that connect with people, because it's real life.
Yeah, you know, we all know what getting into trouble feels like.
Yeah. We've all done it before. Well,
yeah.
even though we may not want to say that, but
well, not you. I'm sure you've never gotten into trouble before, but
oh,
you can empathize,
on.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, I was a teenager in the 70s. That's all we need to say.
Enough said.
Yeah.
No kidding.
But
me too.
But I'll tell you what, we're definitely going to take an additional listen to this and feature a little bit on this on the show here in the morning. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be an absolute thrill, because I remember playing your music when you were out and about touring and everything in Columbus on WCOL. I worked up there for 7 or 8 years, and Dayton is my original home, so that's how I ended up back here at K99.1. But like I say, it's a wonderful area of the country. This is a great event, and you guys are going to have a blast this weekend. I can promise you that, and we're all looking forward to seeing you.
Well, we are looking forward to being there and meeting all the great people in Ohio, and I'm really looking forward to seeing my fans that I haven't been connected with in the last several years, and I so appreciate you playing my songs on the radio and connecting me to the people that like my music. I really appreciate that, Ruddy.